You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Baby.
right, let's see what we've been listening to. You just heard Black Joe Lewis and the Honeybears with Scandalous, with She's So Scandalous from their album Scandalous, the 2011 album. The band formed in Austin, Texas in 2007. They'll be playing Sunday night at Great Scott in Allston, Mass. Before that, you heard Foghat with I Just Want to Make Love to You from their 2017 album Live at the Belly Up, which was recorded at the 2016 show at the Belly Up Tavern in Solana Beach, California. The English band formed in 1971 was big through that decade with a number of hits and continued throughout the years, though with many lineup changes. Currently, drummer Roger Earl is the only original member, though the other members have been with the band for quite some time. And Foghat had a hit with that song, I Just Want to Make Love to You, on the 1972 debut album. It was a 1954 blues song written by Willie Dixon and first recorded by Muddy Waters. It's pretty cool. Actually, I shouldn't say this, I'm giving away being old, but here I am DJing at WMFO at Tufts right now, and I went to school at Tufts back not that long after this song was on the radio. And it's funny, a boyfriend of mine in college, is like a little bit before I met him, but I guess he was always playing this song on the jukebox, and some friend gave him the nickname Foghat. So I was going out with a dude called Foghat. In any case, as I said, Foghat will be playing at the Paradise Saturday night, an opening for them, which the band you heard earlier, local band Rolling Nectar, you heard Set Yourself Free. He said that's going to be quite a show at the Paradise on Saturday night with those two. And I guess I didn't give you the set before that. I apologize. Savoy Brown with Red Light Mama from their new album City Night, which came out in June. Of course, Savoy Brown's an English blues rock band formed in 1965 and mainly active in the 60s and 70s. They had many lineup changes throughout, with guitarist and founding member Kim Simmons being the only one there all the way. And, yes, he continues to lead a lineup of Savoy Brown today. They'll be in Boston City Winery on Monday, August 26th, a couple of weeks from now. Look forward to seeing them. Before that, local surf rock band Tsunami of Sound with Boogie Boardwalk from their album Perfect Wave. They'll be playing Sunday at the 3 to 7 afternoon show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. Before that, you heard Boston's Jesus with Caveman from their new album X, full-length debut album. And Jesus will be playing Friday night at Great Scott in Allston. And the set that set started with Crunch Time, also from Boston, and that was a single Outsourced, which Crunch Time will be playing Thursday night at the Jungle in Somerville in Union Square. Now, let's see, what do I have? Okay, cool. I have new tunes from some local bands. First is a brand new single, Kickin' It, from Ben Knight. I saw him a number of years ago opening for Joanne Shaw Taylor at Thunder Road, and this kid is good. He's in his 20s, I think. Yeah, he looked like he was in his early 20s when we saw him. Maybe he's a little further into his 20s now. I don't know, but he's young. And he fronts this band, singing lead and playing keyboards. He's excellent on keys, and his voice, he looks too young to have a voice like that. He's an excellent performer as well. So here's Ben Knight with a new single, Kickin' It.
that all right. If you need a little bit of loving, would you let me know? I've been all around the world, but I've never seen you before. Honey, if you're thinking we can swing it, just say the word. And just tell me what you need. We can kick it, baby. Hey, girl, don't fool. Well, I got your message on the message machine. And I thought, hey, that's cool. Maybe I could see what she want from me. And just don't be cruel. Ellison, I discussed it, and we tend to agree that a heart that's true shouldn't be made to bleed. Cause I've been looking all around for somebody to love. The loneliness puts you in a cover show. So if it's alright, if you just might come and take a walk with me. Alright. What you had to say, and they can't, but we could. And maybe, baby, we could kick it every day if you want. Then I would. Baby, what you want me to say? Hey, if you need a little bit of loving, would you let me know? I've been all around the world, I've never seen you before. Honey, if you're thinking we can kick it, would you say the word?
right now we heard some new stuff from local bands. First was brand new from Ben Knight, a single, Kicking It. Just put that out. I just got it in the past few days, actually. He had put a few songs out. I think this is the main one, I believe. And, yeah, I think they were on, like, Bandcamp and such. But he hadn't put something out for a while, I don't think. It's good stuff. And after Ben Knight, you heard, let's see, where are we? Oh, lovely. Okay, yes, okay, you heard Bar Crawl off a new self-titled debut album from Shiny Beasts. Five-piece band is a side project of members of the Boston band Triple Thick, who started playing in the Boston area in 1999. So, that was Shiny Beasts. Then, new single from the local band Fire in the Field, Under the Sun, a summer single. Different sound and style than usual for them. Then Death Pesos with their brand new single, Madam Sorceress. And you know what time it is now? Yes, it's Serious Guitar Time. Yay! Starting with several brand new albums that are so new they're not even all out yet. First, Samantha Fish, as she announced her new album, Kill or Be Kind. It's due out on August 30th. And from that album, this is Bulletproof.
What?
right, that's the first part of Serious Guitar Time. Yes, there's plenty more. These were three brand new albums and not even out yet. Samantha Fish's new album, Killer Be Kind, and that was Bulletproof. After that, you heard Lawrence Jones Band with the cover of the Beatles' Day Tripper from his self-titled album due out on September 27th. That was kind of an interesting version of Day Tripper, quite different. Lawrence Jones is a young blues guitarist from England who started playing classical guitar at 8 and electric guitar at 13. He's 27 now, and I believe this is his 7th album. Then English blues rock guitarist Danny Bryant with Tired of Trying from his new album, Means of Escape, due out on September 20th. It's his 11th album, first one he produced. He's been playing since he was 15, professionally since 18. He's like 39 now. He's released probably about a dozen albums. It's great guitar there, huh? Albums that are just coming out. And I've got, you know what, another set of Serious Guitar Time coming right now. I got a couple of things I've never played before on the show either. Anyway, we're going to start with Guthrie Govan from the Aristocrats with Terrible Lizard from their new album, You Know What? Their fourth studio album, which was released in June. The trio is comprised of three highly rated musicians who've played with a variety of people. Marco Miniman on drums, Brian Beller on bass, and as I said, Guthrie Govan on guitar. Govan's an English guitarist and instructor. And the Aristocrats played the Middle East in Cambridge. It was last week, a week before. They were really good, incredible musicians, quite a show. And they told stories about where different songs came from, and it was pretty cool. So here are the Aristocrats with Terrible Lizard.
Bye. Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
I can't go down that road, the heart of stone. I can't go down that road, the heart of stone. The heart.